This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz, and this is Podcast 200. Can you believe it? I can't. Today, we're going to be talking about organization, the best kept secrets, and I am going to have a very special show for you today. In fact, there will be no interruptions from any ads today. We are going to be hearing from some of the podcasters on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and I can't wait to bring them on virtually, of course, and have them share with you some of their best-kept secrets on organization and homeschooling. It has been a wonderful few years with all of you, and I'm so excited to continue on with this podcast. For those of you who are joining me for the first time, welcome. And for those who have been here a while, welcome back. You can find more information about me at mediaangels.com. And what you may not know is that I'm the owner of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network as well as Media Angels. So while I'm celebrating my 200th podcast today, I'm celebrating my network as well and the amazing Christian men and women who make it possible to bring you free podcasts to listen to and that come alongside you on your homeschool journey. You know, I remember when we were excited that we had even one or two listeners, you know, or like, yay, you know, we've got 10 today, or we've got 30, or we've got 50, or we've got 100, or we've got 1,000. I mean, I remember the day we celebrated 1,000 as an entire network per month. And then we were in the 10,000s and so on. And last week, we topped 21,000 downloads in 1 week as a network. So thanks so much for making it happen. And today, as I said earlier, I'm going to be bringing on some virtual guests. I asked some of the podcasters to record some of their best tips with you. And, you know, it is because of them that our network has continued to produce quality programs. We have programs almost 7 days a week. That is my goal, to be able to bring you podcasts that you can download at any time you need to, that you can go on the front of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, .com and search for any topic that you're looking for. And it's wonderful to be able to provide that for you. And from time to time, we have sponsors that are on our podcast, but you know, it is because of them that we're continuing to provide these audios to you. And I was at a homeschool convention not too long ago, and I remember talking to one of the moms, and I had a big banner up with some of the podcasts on this network, as well as a screenshot of all of the podcasts on the network. And so I was showing this mom how to find our network on her smartphone. And, you know, and so she goes, well, is there a fee? You know, well, wait a minute. I don't know if I want you to find it because I don't want to have to pay. And I said, well, you will have to pay internet fees if you're not on Wi-Fi. And she goes, no, I mean like, you know, like a per podcast fee or a network fee. And I said, no, it's completely free. And you should have seen her eyes when she looked at me. And that has made, you know, I remember that lady and how overwhelmed she was that, you know, there were hundreds of topics that she could just go to one place and, you know, find them. And she didn't have to worry that there was going to be unacceptable language or that she was going to play something and, you know, she was going to be, you know, dismayed by what they were saying. Some of our podcasts, you know, deal with teen topics or things like that, and you may not want to play them with your kids, but I'm telling you, most of our podcasts are very kid-friendly, and my favorite emails are when I hear from moms and dads who are listening on their trips or who share that, they were listening to the podcast while they were painting a room or something like that. So it makes me very happy to hear that. Well, today, as I promised, we are going to celebrate the 200th podcast with some organizational tips. And I have to smile here as I'm sharing this with you, because as I told my husband when he asked me what my topic was, I said organization, and I'm the most unorganized person. And he was really sweet, and he said, "You're not unorganized." He said, "You just try to do everything at once, and you get everything started, and you can't finish it." So that's a really sweet thing for my wonderful husband to say, that I'm not unorganized, but sometimes I feel like I am. And there are certain things like laundry that just really get to me. It's not washing the laundry for me so much, it's folding and putting away. But I was going to just share with you the big picture and just ask you some questions to think about. Like, what stresses you out? What makes you, you know, think, "I just cannot handle this one more day"? And, you know, look at whatever that is. You know, like for me, it was laundry, because I would put it in a laundry basket and I would just stick it in whoever's bedroom and it would not be folded. And I realized I had to do something revolutionary. And that was, for me, removing a step. You know, I still put it in the laundry basket, but I did not bring it to a bedroom, and I would just dump it somewhere, like on our kitchen table or in our living room. And then I would read to the kids and they would fold laundry. Or we would have laundry on the table. So guess what? It had to be folded before lunch. So just things like that, where I didn't remove the laundry to where it was sight unseen. I put it somewhere where we had to tackle it that day and then take piles, and everybody helped put it away. And it had to be put away well. I know, as some of you are listening to this, you're probably cringing because you have a specific way that you fold your laundry. And, you know, I have a couple of children who are like that. So those finicky people are the ones who will fold laundry, and then the rest of us are permitted to put them away. I'm not one of those people. But that's just one way to just tackle laundry. I read somewhere that certain people, and I will tell you who does this in my family, and this is all of my children do this, will throw in their laundry, do not separate them, and they just throw it all in together. Washing colored with white clothes. Now, I have, I'm on well water, and we do have a softener, so our whites tend to get dingy after a while. So I don't like to do that with my nicer clothes, and I especially will not do it with reds or jeans. But otherwise, I have watched my kids do that. I have not gotten brave enough to do it with my own laundry yet. And that is another thing, removing a step. I no longer do my children's laundry. In fact, many times if my laundry is in the laundry room, waiting for the machine to be free, whoever's next has to put mom's laundry in first. And I do have mine separated out. But if you're brave enough to try it, go ahead, dump in all the laundry together, especially if something is not going to, you know, run in the wash, and go for it. And I think, you know, that is a time saver for some people. You know, having an organized house is important. And recently, we put in some wood floors in our bedroom, and our bedroom was the last one to get them in our entire house. And so I found wood on sale, and I have an amazing husband. And so they took everything out of the room and put the wood floors down. Well, one organized tip that I can tell you, and again, this is for the brave at heart, is to take everything out of a room and only put back absolutely what you need. And I know it's drastic. You can start with one drawer at a time, because that's what I'm doing with other rooms. But I did not bring everything back into my bedroom. I only brought the furniture back, and I even went through every single drawer to make sure that only the stuff that I was going to use and wear was going back in. So that is something that will really get your house organized. If you can do it, you know, do it as a family. I know we've had a garage day where everything has come out, and we have organized everything, and it makes everything look so nice. And, you know, organization is also does get rid of the stress level in so many different ways, and that's important. Another thing for me is to try to do one productive thing a day, like putting away the clothes and everything else. And I know those of you who are listening are saying, yes, Felice, but your kids are grown up and I'm trying to do it with the kid on the hip. Well, when I was telling you about the, you know, floors going into my bedroom, I did put away things in my room with a grandchild on my hip, and that little Bubba, Christopher, who's 6 months old and the cutest thing ever, is heavy. And by the end of the day, I couldn't figure out why my back hurt. So the good news is, you young mommies out there, at least your back's not hurting, I hope. And while he was in the room, so was the two-year-old going back and forth. And I also had the 10-year-old in here helping me sort through things. And so that was just three of Christina's kids, and the rest were at different places in the house. And that was so that, you know, Christina could help my son, Michael, paint his bedroom. So he had been tackling painting another room. So I know it can be done. I know it's harder when you've got the little ones nearby, but you can combine, you know, two things in one. I'm babysitting and I'm being productive. So, you know, it's very helpful. But what is that one thing? What is that thing that you are trying to get done that you can't get done because it's driving you nuts? And one of the great things we have now is we have access to our friends online. If you're not on social media like Facebook or Twitter, you definitely have a phone and probably can call a friend or send a text message and just poll your friends and say, guys, I'm having a really hard time with whatever that is for you. And you can, you know, get some tips from your friends. I used to hate to fold laundry again because it seemed like it was an insurmountable thing. I did laundry every single day. You know, with five kids, there was always something that needed to be washed. Plus, we live on some acreage and it's not manicured lawn every single place in this yard. So they would come in, you know, dirty at the end of the day. And it was definitely head to toe bath laundry in the wash at night. Or I'd do a quick load in the morning. And I tried not to do it in the middle of the day because I needed to focus on school. Cause I would, you know, really worked really hard at getting chores, earlier or later after school than in between, because that can just be a time sucker. And so you can pull your friends and ask them whatever that question is that's really difficult that you want to tackle. And that's a great way to do it. Well, I am going to bring on some of my podcast friends right now, and I'm going to let you hear from them and their wisdom. And a lot of them are much better at it than I am. And so today, the first ones I'm going to bring on is the Homeschool High School podcast. And I love these girls, the Seven Sisters Homeschool.com. Vicki Tillman and Sabrina Justison are going to be sharing with you their organization tip. And I'm really excited because they even have a handout for you. Let's listen in.
Hello, listeners of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is Sabrina from the Homeschool High School podcast, and I'm here with
Vicki,
because we're both from the Homeschool High School podcast.
Indeed,
and we
are.
Want to say
congratulations.
Yay, Felice, on 200 episodes. That's fabulous.
And fun.
It is fun. We are delighted to be part of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, where we get to share encouragement and ideas with homeschoolers everywhere. And we want to share an organizational tip with you.
The life-changing time management organizational tip.
It is my very favorite, and I call it scheduling backwards. We have a free PDF that you can download at sevensistershomeschool.com in the ebook store. So when you are finished listening to your podcast today, feel free to click on over to Seven Sisters and download Easy Steps to Scheduling Backwards. This has been a, life-changing, I guess, time-saving, brain-saving approach for me. And for several years, I have shared the idea with others who seem to find it very helpful for setting priorities and figuring out how much time you're going to need for something so that you avoid the crunch time craziness that runs so much of our lives.
Indeed.
So, yeah, take advantage of that. We hope it will be a blessing to you. And continue listening to Felice at Vintage Homeschool Moms, because she is forever sharing encouraging things and practical ideas and the stuff that makes homeschooling in community through the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network possible and wonderful.
And when you're through listening to Felice's podcast, hop over to the Homeschool High School podcast and listen to us there.
So again, congrats, Felice. We are excited for you, and we hope you enjoy episode 200.
Indeed.
Yay!
Well, I want to thank Vicki and Sabrina for coming on. You can download their handout at sevensistershomeschool.com. I think that's great advice. One of the things I want to share with you about scheduling that we did with our homeschool is we took, whether it was a math textbook or a science lab that we were doing, and we figured out how many lessons there were in the book and then how many weeks there were going to be in that school year. And then we reversed engineered it. We were able to figure out how many lessons we had to do to complete the book for the year. And that way it was great. You didn't have to freak out at the end of the year because you weren't getting the work done. So that is really, really important to do. Well, let's take a listen. And now we are going to listen to another podcaster on the network. And out of all of the podcasters that are going to be presenting today, these are our new girls on the block. We have a new people that join us all the time. So it's really awesome to have that. And today we are going to be hearing from Rochelle and Lindsay. I've known Rochelle quite a while online, and Lindsay I have known as well. And they have a combined, 14 kids. And I take that back. Lindsay has 6 children, all 8 and younger, and Rochelle has 4 who are eight and older. So they have 10 combined. I was looking at 6 and 8 here. And so they are, no homeschooling, no motherhood, and are really great friends. So it's wonderful to sit in on their conversations weekly. And the name of their podcast is Talking Mom to Mom. Let's listen to their organizational tips.
Hi, listeners to the Vintage Homeschool Moms. My name is Rochelle, and I'm the co-host of Talking Mom to Mom on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Today, I would like to take a little time to congratulate Felice on her 200th podcast. I really hope she has 200 more to follow. She's been such an inspiration. I just love to hear her and all her wisdom. So, another 200, I think, would be great. Just can't get enough of it. And I'm here to share one of my best organizational secrets. This one's a little strange. If you're like me and you're a bit of a visual person and you need things in front of you to keep them organized, well, that's how I am. I put things behind a drawer, behind somewhere in a cabinet, and it just gets to be a wreck because I'll just throw it in. But, we can't take all our drawers, the doors off the cabinets and put everything on display. So what I did for our little art cabinet, which would always get to be such a mess, is I made it really cute inside as if it was a display. I put little mason jars for all the different markers and pencils and put little containers that matched and were cute, and we kind of decorated the kids and I and made it look really cute when you open it up. And you know what? It worked, because when we open it, we know where everything goes, and because it's adorable, we're encouraged to actually put the stuff where it goes instead of throwing it in, closing the door, and walking away. Maybe we're a little strange, but if you're strange like us, it might work for you too. And after you're done listening to this episode from Felice, I'd like to invite you to head on over to Talking Mom to Mom on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network and catch one of my shows with my co-host, Lindsay Stomberg. You might enjoy Create a Peaceful Environment Through Habit Training. Oh, habit training is a wonderful topic, and that could actually help you get yourself and your kids organized. So might just be a perfect thing to end your time with Felice with as well. So once again, Felice, congratulations, and we are so happy to be a part of this. and so happy to have you as a mentor. Thank you.
Well, I love Rochelle's idea of the decorative canisters. I'm all about that. In fact, recently I was browsing one of my favorite discount stores and I found these great glass jars with screw top lids. And they were 99 cents and $1.99. And I bought a couple. I wanted to buy more, but I've learned to just buy what I can sit there and think that I need. And I put all kinds of things such as powdered sugar, which my family uses a lot, and things like that on the counter. And it was really, really pretty and decorative instead of putting them away. So sometimes you can do that and put things out. And the kids really like that as well. And I love Rochelle's idea about getting the kids to help her. So, you know, let's take some of those things to heart and implement them. And I think that will be great. And make sure that you go to the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network and check out Talking Mom to Mom on our network. And you can listen in to Rochelle and Lindsay. Their podcast is on Saturdays once a week. You can follow them on iTunes, on RSS feed, and any way that you want to listen to a podcast. It's really great stuff. And next, we're going to hear from my co-host on Vintage Homeschool Moms once a month, and that is Meredith Curtis. Meredith has an entire team that she podcasts with on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and it is Finish Well Radio. It is really amazing what Meredith can pull together. She has been a longtime friend. I actually met her when she came to hear one of my talks at a homeschool convention, and this is before she had written any books, and now she has written a ton of books. Meredith's husband is a pastor at Powerline Community Church in the Lake Mary area in Orlando. So if you are looking for a Christian church in that area, go look them up. And there are links to their church website on the Finish Well Radio on the network, so you can find that. And then Meredith's podcast really focuses on teens and graduates and all kinds of questions that are, you know, things that parents have and ask about their kids. And so it is really a wonderful broadcast. And she has been with me since the beginning of the network and has really partnered with me on quite a few things. It has been a blessing in my life to have Meredith as a friend. So let's listen in as she gives us this tidbit on organization.
Well, I am Meredith Curtis from Finish Well Radio on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and I am so excited to say to you, Felice, congratulations on your 200th episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. I love to listen, and I have been so honored to participate at times, and this show is amazing. You have so much wisdom. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing this show. And to all the listeners out there, enjoy. And my homeschool tip is that when you are scheduling, put in buffer time so that you always have a space where in a schedule, if you don't finish everything, you have that buffer time. And if you don't need it, then it's free fun time. God bless everyone.
Well, thank you, Meredith, so much. And be sure to catch the Finish Well podcast on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network the first Monday of every month, and you will really be blessed. I love the idea of buffer times because I am not one to do that, and often am scrambling when we run out of time each day. Well, we're going to listen to another tip, and this time from Gina Burke. And Gina is going to share with us a tip from her arsenal of organization. What Gina does on the network is host MommyJammiesNight.com. She is our monthly host for different podcasters, and the way Gina is so versatile is the speaker for tonight's Mommy Jammies Night was actually sick, and Gina had to step in for her, and she did a great job, and it was you know, spur of the moment. And I listened in. It was wonderful. So Gina is the host of Mommy Jammies Night and sometimes a front of the mic speaker. I know Gina likes to be in the background, but she's really good at that. And Gina also does a lot of social media for the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. She's our social media girl, our Pinterest girl, and has done a fabulous job with that as well. And so you can catch Gina once a month on Mommy Jammies Night. And let's listen in to what Gina's going to share with us.
Hi, this is Gina Glenn, and I'm the host of Mommy Jammies Night, which airs on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, second Tuesday of each month, 9 p.m. Eastern. And congrats to Felice on her 200th podcast. Here is my organizational tip for your homeschool. When organizing your books on a shelf, put the preschool books on the lower level so they can reach them, and then as your kids grow, they can reach to the taller shelves. That way you're not constantly reorganizing your books. Congrats again, Felice, on your 200th podcast. Listeners of the Vintage Homeschool Moms can listen to Mommy Jammies Night once a month, second Tuesday of the month, 9 p.m., mommyjammiesnight.com.
And I want to thank Gina from mommyjammiesnight.com. You can hear Mommy Jammies Night once a month. It is a time of encouragement for moms. It is one of the few podcasts that is live on the network currently. Things change all the time. So be sure you're on our Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network email list so that you can be sure to find out everything that's happening. From time to time, we do have changes. But Mommy Jammies Night is really an encouraging podcast for moms. So be sure to catch that once a month. It's typically the second Tuesday. And you will really enjoy that. So let's listen in now to Dr. Melanie Wilson. Melanie has a podcast on the network called The Homeschool Sanity Show. And she homeschools about all kinds of things that plague homeschool moms. It's your prescription for a happier, healthier homeschool. Melanie is also a clinical psychologist, and she can share more about that. You can find out more on her website, and you can listen to the Homeschool Sanity Show on our, you know, on our website or on any smartphone. So let's listen in.
This is Dr. Melanie Wilson of the Homeschool Sanity Show with an organizing tip for vintage homeschool mom listeners. Don't think of organizing as an event. Think of it as a habit. For years, I have fantasized about my husband taking my kids on a 2-week vacation without me so I can get everything organized. First, there's no way I could get everything in my homeschool life organized in 2 weeks. Even if I did, it wouldn't stay organized after the kids came home. The problem is thinking that organizing is a one-time event. Even if that event takes place in the summer or over a long weekend, we can't stay organized if we don't develop the organizing habit. We have to establish a time for organizing that we consistently use. That could be as little as 15 minutes on a weekday or an hour on a weekend. If we get our kids involved in helping us, the results multiply. When are you most likely to work on organizing? Schedule it then. I found I do best when I organize for an hour on Saturdays, but I've also spent 15 minutes in the mornings before school. What's the best time for you? If you have no idea where to start organizing, check out The Organized Homeschool Life. You can grab your copy at organizedhs.com. Thanks so much, Felice.
I love that tip, Melanie. I just love how all of our podcasters have had different things that they've been able to share with us and different gifts that each one has brought to the table. And thinking of organization as a habit instead of an event sounds like a great thing. And so I will start thinking of it like that, Melanie. Thanks so much for that tip. And now we are going to hear from our last participant in this wonderful podcast celebrating my 200th podcast, and that is Hal and Melanie Young. And just like Melanie Wilson, Helen Melanie have been on the network since the very beginning. They were one of the first two people to say yes to what was kind of a crazy idea at the time of having a bunch of us be on a podcast network together. And I love both of them. Really an energetic duo. They have so much wisdom to share, and you can find lots of information about them on Making Biblical Family Life Practical, as well as their website, and you can find out more about that. So they podcast weekly as well on the network, and you will find so much there to bring to your families. And they are on the road when it's convention time, so be sure to catch them at a convention near you. You will enjoy that. Well, let's listen in to what they are sharing with us today.
Well, hello, I'm Hal.
And I'm Melanie.
And we're the host of Making Biblical Family Life Practical. We want to say congratulations to Felice Gerwitz on 200 episodes of her podcast.
Awesome job, Felice.
And she asked us if we had any suggestions for organizational tips.
One of the best things we ever did, Hal, I think we saw it at a friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Lowe's or one of those homeowner Hades places and bought a 4x8 sheet of melamine. It's like back in the area where they have the...
Back with the paneling.
Paneling,
and the sheet goods like that, yeah.
And it's slick. It's just like a whiteboard on the back.
And you can use dry erase markers on it and then clean it off with Windex.
So you put that out in the kitchen, so we've got this 4x8 foot dry erase board in the kitchen, and we can put the chores up there, what chores are people are responsible for every day, things
yeah.
we need to remember.
Right.
It's just great. It's such a help.
It really is. It's very useful because you can put anything that you would put on a bulletin board, anything that you want the family to be confronted with, whether it's the memory verse for the week or the chore chart for the day, or the schedule of upcoming events, you know, anything like that, you can just throw it up there. You can clean it off when you need to. And the nice thing about doing it that way is when it finally starts to wear off, when the surface starts to get kind of worn down, you can just take it down and put up another sheet.
I think it only cost about $30.
Yeah, it was $30 or even less in our area. And so it's a great alternative to those very expensive aluminum-trimmed whiteboards you might see in a classroom or your office. This is something you can do at home, you can do it inexpensively, and it gives you a place to put all of those notes for the whole family.
I really love it when we have something big to do, like packing for a trip, and we just put everything up there and start marking off as it gets done. But you know how you taught me about using something on the computer that's helped us get organized too, and that's Trello.
Yes, this is a website, Trello. com.
And you can sign up for a free account, and it's kind of like a bulletin board for your computer. Mm-hmm. You can make lists, you can make a grocery list and add a bunch of different items and check them off as you find them.
Right.
And if you don't get one, then it stays there so that you can get it next time or get it at a different store. I love it.
And it's got a phone app as well, so you can use it on your desktop or your laptop computer, and that updates on your phone as well.
It syncs up everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's a really convenient thing. So you can check that out, too. Trello.com, Trello, and, of course, go to your favorite homeowner store and find out how much you can get a whiteboard for back in the melamine section near the paneling. So I hope you'll join us on Monday nights as we talk about all kinds of things. It's called Making Biblical Family Life Practical right here on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.
See you later, y'all.
Okay. I think you'll agree with me. What's not to love about those two? Helen and Melanie are, you know, very Southern. They're from North Carolina. And those two, like I said, are just dynamic. I love hearing them together. They are just a wonderful role model about godly love. They've written books on parenting and also on marriage, and you'll want to check that out. And they are hosting marriage retreats as well. So not only are they speaking nationwide At homeschool conferences, they are doing marriage retreats and speaking to small groups. So thank you so much to all of the podcasters on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network for making this network a success. And also for those of you who have joined me today to celebrate my 200th podcast, I want to thank all of the listeners and just continue to send your emails and supportive congratulations and all that kind of stuff to our network page at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook, as well as via email. You can always contact me at Felice@MediaAngels.com. God bless everyone, and thanks again for making this my 200th episode. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice@MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.